All right, so years ago, every time I go to a pay-per-view for like a WWE show, I would always do like a weekly like video series called The Road to, and then whatever that pay-per-view is. So I thought it was a great, like very original idea. You know, back to 2010, Night of Champions 2010, and then Money in the Bank 2011, Extreme Rules 2012, I think Payback a couple times in the middle, and then I ended it with WrestleMania 31. And after that, I was like, okay, well, there's no bigger show than WrestleMania 31 to do this for. Well, I think that we have reached that point again with a big show, big enough to have me care about making like videos or making a podcast or any sort of content leading up toward this event. And I'm not alone. I have two friends who will be going along on this journey. We got Tommy. And we got No Tweet Ryan.
Ahoy.
So basically, I don't know how many episodes we're gonna do, but we're just gonna talk about what's going on leading to All Out. And we literally have like a million different stops on the road to All Out if I wanna like take a line out of WWE's playbook there. Let's start off with Revolution next week because I feel like we could talk about that for like an
The
hour.
revolutions in a week?
Rampage.
What's it called? All
Rampage.
right, we'll cut that part. Okay, so we got Rampage next week. Literally the biggest show of all time. Am I right or am I wrong, Tommy?
You're correct. I mean, there's no doubting that anymore, right? Tony Khan said it.
It's going to be the start of a documentary.
Yes.
That's all I can say is like it's going to be the start of a documentary and seen in 100 more of documentaries. It's just going to be the night CM Punk arrived.
Okay, they're not gonna. Okay, at first I was skeptical, but now I'm sold. They're not going to book the United Center, literally like one of the biggest, I think maybe the biggest arena in the Chicago area. They're not gonna book that for their
Yes.
random 1 hour show in its second week. You know what I mean? Like Rampage
And
is cool and all, but they're not gonna like go all out, pun intended, for just a random Rampage show.
also keep in mind this the Chicago show was only announced what, 3 weeks ahead of time? So like if
I
they didn't
literally
know
think.
that they had the big, like the big thing that everyone wants, it would be super irresponsible of them business-wise to pay all the money that it probably took to book the United Center on 3 weeks' notice.
Also, like you had said, if they would have say this was something like just hypothetically something that they did last minute, why would they go to the United Center and not like the NOW
Exactly.
Arena or something else? Because, like we said, money-wise, the United Center, you better hope that you're gonna have a huge payoff if
Yeah.
you're gonna book that arena.
I mean, they also wouldn't go to Chicago and then Milwaukee and then back to Chicago the next week, like if they didn't have something big up their sleeve that they had planned, you know what I mean? And I think that the United Center is CM Punk's green M&Ms. Like when you hear about like rock stars or whatever, when they have a list of things that they want in their like in their green room backstage. You know, sometimes you hear about like people want M&Ms, but they just want the green M&Ms because they just want to see that the person that is booking them for a show is going to follow every single specific guideline that they want. They're the performers, they get what they want. And what they want is, you know, they just want to make sure that that's like a thing. I think Punk said, hey, if I'm going to come back, I want it to be in Chicago at the United Center. And Tony Khan was like, done. And Punk was like, huh? And it was like, no, like, done. Like, we'll make that happen for you. Because I feel like Punk has always been Tony Khan's white whale. And I think that after this, he's like checked all those boxes. Obviously, not because, you know, there's talk of like Daniel Bryan and like, you know, all these other like people that are coming in and whatever. But I feel like ever since AEW was a thing, Punk has always been that name that's been on like probably like at the very top of the list.
And
In Tony Khan's mind.
even past Tony Khan, I think it's always been a Young Bucks thing too, because like the banter back in 2014 of like, I'll only wrestle with the Young Bucks and PWG, like there were certain things going back and forth, and even when the Bucks would just randomly tweet out about Punk or at him, it's like, okay, they, like, they're half kidding. It's like one of those things where you make a joke making fun of somebody where it's like, oh, no, I'm just kidding. But it's like there was a little element of truth in what you just said.
Mm-hmm. It's always been one of those things, like the most cliche saying of all time. Like, at some point, with so much smoke, there's fire. I'm sure you kind of jokingly said, but also not really jokingly, that this is going to be, you know, the opening scene of a documentary. I think down the line, we'll get a documentary of what all went into, like, putting this together and getting Punk to say, okay, I'm coming out of retirement. Like, this sounds good. Let's do it. And I'm like, I'm going to guess, and this may be, like, stupid if I listen back to this, you know, down the line, but I'm going to guess that this might have been, you know, a lock for a lot longer than we think it's been. And they were just able to keep it under locks. Just, I don't know, like, I don't have any evidence to back that up, but I just get this feeling that, you know, Tony Khan months ago, he was talking, oh, you know, like, the plane of this this business is about to change. You know, we've got huge stuff that is months and months down the line. I think we're going to get a documentary eventually that shows Punk saying, yeah, you know, I signed papers and I don't know, a year ago to say that, yeah, let's do this thing. But, you know, we'll see.
I mean, I don't know, man. Like, I literally since 2014, since Payback 2014, it's always been, is it the show that CM Punk comes back at? It's a wrestling show in Chicago. Is CM Punk going to come back? And then you go back to, like, you know, freaking All In. Oh, is CM Punk going to come out? Is he going to make his return to wrestling? Every wrestling show that's been in Chicago, people have gone into the arena thinking, is this the show that CM Punk's going to come back to wrestling? Well, Go ahead.
Well, okay. If you go back at our vlogs, it's like, it's hilarious because we all, like, none of us really said anything about CM Punk in seriousness. But then, like, all of us post-show, like, we would have footage, and we're all, like, at least the three of us especially, would look somewhat disappointed just because, like, well, Punk didn't come out. And it's like, guys, are you serious? And it's like, we would play off the whole time. Like, yeah, no, like, we're not getting our hopes up for Punk. But it's like, yeah, at the end of that show, when whoever was holding up whatever, a championship, we were all just kind of looking around like,
there's a meme. All right. Yeah.
Yeah, it was one of those things where, you know, the old Hogan tweet, we really worked ourselves into shoots many, many times. Cause I remember at the first All Out, you know, it was obvious, like, Punk has nothing to do with it. He's not coming back. But during that match between Jericho and the Hangman, like, there was a security team that was clearing out, like, a corner of the thing. And I pointed out, I was like, oh my God, guys, it's happening. Which obviously I was like, stupid, but it was, yeah, it's one of those things that was constantly on our minds, even probably when we didn't realize it was.
See, yeah. And for me, All In was the last time. Like, I made jokes after that, but once he didn't come out at All In, like, once the show ended and, like, you know, it was all said and done, it was like, okay, it's actually never happening. And I was like, okay with the fact that he's done, he doesn't want to anymore, it's over and over, you know, like, there's no question about it. But for whatever reason, here we are again. And I think we've said this before, but, like, I think this is, like, of all the times, this is the most certain that it is, you know what I mean? Like, there's just something about this time, everything was lining up, but then literally, like, once they announced this United Center show, I was like, okay. All right. It's like, I'm at the point now where we literally have tickets for every single show between that Rampage at the United Center and, like, All Out. So it's going to be really, really awkward if Punk doesn't come out at this Rampage show, because if Punk doesn't come out at this Rampage show, I'm going to be very upset with AEW because they've made it so, like, they haven't told us, which is good. Punk has been quiet for the most part, which is good. They're not going to, like, come out and tell you that he's going to be there, but they have been making, like, you know, various references And not just the Darby All In thing with him saying best in the world. There has been a lot more on that same show, that same AEW that Darby All In like said, oh, you know, I want to fight the best in the world. MJF in like the main event segment, he said like a few lines from Punk's promo. And obviously a random like normal fan's not going to pay attention to that. But us two blokes that freaking go crazy for Punk's every like living move, like we're going to know that. You know, I remember like remembering the Punk promo. Like I would read it like word for word, and like I was able to like recite some of it. Like, you know, it's stuff like that where they have been dropping hints so much to the point where I'm very convinced. And boy, I mean, I'll tell you what, if this heels like show on Stars, if this is the thing that got him like working, you know, and like feeling it again. You know, he's doing a show about pro wrestling. He's able to, he played like he was an actor playing a character. But at the end of the day, it was just CM Punk playing a wrestler. You know what I mean? Like he was playing another wrestler. And if this show is the thing that really like got him thinking, and obviously Stephen Amell being like close with AEW and Cody and stuff. But I mean, this would be. That might be the greatest show of all time if that's the thing that got Punk back into the groove of things, you know what I mean?
Well, and also even on top of that, like, it was just the sequence of how everything happened, because it was like there were the rumors, and I remember, like, I was listening to The Observer, like, their YouTube clips nonstop, because it's like, okay, so we're pretty certain on Brian, but now we don't know if the Punk thing is for sure, and, like, that was the big thing, is, like, Brian, yeah, that's a lock. And it got like, I do feel kind of bad for Brian, because I feel like he's just been kind of overshadowed. But it was like Punk's the impossible one to get. Like that's the one where you really have to work for. And then the way AEW went about it too is just been so perfect. Like you book the arena and you don't even really say, hey, CM Punk's coming back. You just heavily imply it, and you sell out pretty much the arena the next day on a pre-sale. Like,
and
that wasn't even a confirmed Punk's going to be there. That's under the notion that hey, he's probably going to be there.
He might. Yeah. There's a chance.
And the even more impressive part about that is, I mean, I'm sure, you know, people have brought this up, but I haven't seen it too much, at least. That presale was never, ever, ever advertised. The only thing that, like, you know, if people, you know, they weren't paying that much attention, the only way they would have known is if they happened to be subscribed to, like, the Pro Wrestling Tees email blast, because they didn't say, hey, presale Friday, or at least they didn't give a code or, like, give an idea of when the code may come out during the show in that Dynamite. And then they didn't tweet about it or anything. All they ever tweeted was, oh, tickets go on sale to the public Monday. They never said, hey, pre-sale Friday.
And so, it was 2 days in advance. We had 1 day to prepare for this. Like, because I had just kept saying, like, I think I sent Mike, or Mike had posted the, ah, shit, here we go again, GTA thing. Because I was like, it was a second where we keep buying these tickets throughout to get for All In, All Out and everything. And I keep thinking, okay, I'm good now. Now I can just sail.
Yeah, don't have to worry about it.
But then another thing comes up, and then another thing. And, like, I mean, in hindsight, like, I mean, if I look back on this, a year ago, I would have killed to have this issue. Like, we were stuck inside, couldn't go anywhere, and I would have killed to have this problem. But, like, in that moment, when it's us on a phone call and we're trying to get tickets, that has got to be one of the worst feelings. But, like, I don't want to jump ahead, but the ticket buying process for Tommy and I, like, it was hilarious just how it happened.
Yeah.
Can I just say this? Like, I, ever since, like, the pandemic hit, I just never want to buy tickets again. Like, if I can, I'll give you guys, like, an extra like $10 to just buy my tickets for me. Let me know how much I owe you, because I hate the ticket buying process. It's the worst. I never want to deal with it again. I tried to do like 21 Pilots tickets, and that was a disaster. Even though you like subscribe to like a fan thing. Oh, like, okay, you get like a fan code, and then they randomize you, and it's like a whole like lottery. So, like, it's the worst. I never want to deal with it. I want to be able to just like have my tickets. I just want to like have them. You know what I mean? And it's so like crazy to get like tickets these days for events, especially like these AEW events that are so popular. And I mean, speaking of tickets, by the way, they announced FanFest. And I feel like this is one of those things that we knew was coming, but we didn't know what it was going to be like. So it's 2 days. I don't think the Double or Nothing one earlier this year was 2 days. I think it was just 1 day, and I think it was like right before the event. So this is 2 separate days. So they're really turning this into like a, you know, a whole weekend thing like it normally is. And it's right down the road from where Starfest was. Starcast, I guess I, you know, to be correct. So here's the thing. So Friday GA is $40. Okay, that's not bad. I don't mind that. Because Friday is from, I think it's 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So it's right before, like it probably ends a couple hours before Rampage or whatever. And then Saturday is from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So that's a longer day. The Saturday general admission is $60. That's a little bit where I'm like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know if I want to, like, you know, do this for that. But then they have a VIP option, which nobody knows about. Nobody knows the details yet as of, like, time of recording this. It's just $200 plus the GA ticket purchase. So I got to buy a GA ticket for $40. I got to buy the $200.
$250 for Saturday.
It's $250 for Saturday. So that's $310 just for Saturday if you want the VIP and you need the general admission. Like, I don't know. I don't remember what Starfest was like, but I don't think it was this bad. I don't remember.
Not at all.
It was not this expensive by any means.
It was like $300 for like the weekend.
Yeah, it wasn't this expensive and everything. Now, granted, AEW is like going up against a pandemic. So like I can't really blame them for anything hard to plan these things out. But like at least with StarCast, it was like, I feel like in April or May, like we had lineups of who was going to be there so you could at least plan.
Yeah, but yeah. Here's the thing. Like, I get the pandemic thing. I want everybody to be safe. I want everybody to, like, you know, take precautions and everything. But I don't want to pay $200 to get, like, a picture of Kenny Omega where there's, like, a glass pane between us and then we're wearing masks. Like, if you can't do the fan fest how fan fest normally should be, then don't do the fan fest. Like, I personally just don't want that. I'm sure other people don't mind it. But I'm just like, you know, I'm more of a picture person than I am an autograph person. So, like, it's just a weird thing that we have to, like deal with right now. I understand that. But, I mean, I just wish we knew more about the VIPs. Like, you know what I mean?
I was just going to say, like, I don't want to jump to any conclusions yet. Yeah. Just because it's like, we don't even really know.
It could be really good. Like, you could, like, if you get, like, Kenny and Moxley and, like, this big name, like, Andrade, like, if you get, like, 5 VIP, like, people for the $200 price plus the GA, then I understand it. You know what I mean? Because normally it would be, like, 100 for Moxley, 100 for Kenny. Like, so it adds up. Like, if you get any of the VIP people for that price.
That's why, like, I'm not going to do both days, obviously, because we already have, like, that entire thing figured out. But I, like, considered, well, Friday's a little bit cheaper. And we're all going to go probably. So I'm like,
yeah,
I may do the Friday and just send it and go for it. But I mean, like I said, it's all up in the air. Who even knows? But
for an event that tickets go on sale in 2 days, like you would think that they would have VIPs at least figured out. You know what I mean?
That's the issue that I'm running into is like if you're asking me to pay a certain amount. But then like and I'm kind of OK with it. But also, I don't have any information. It's kind of like, am I going to drop this amount of money and then just be insanely disappointed when I realize that it's front of the line priority and a cup and a pin? Like, and then that I just paid all that. Like, oh, but you get front of the line priority. It's like, okay, cool. Like, don't get me wrong. The 240, like, I couldn't personally imagine doing both days. Coming out to like $560, just because I feel like that's where, I feel like once it goes over 500, that's where I'm like, okay, you got to kind of draw the line and think about it. But I mean, with Punk, like, I don't think any of us really had a problem dropping like 150 to meet him. but we knew what we were getting, and we got it like 2 or 3 months before the thing even happened.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see what happens. Once we have more details about the VIPs and what you get with that, then we'll be able to tell if it's worth it or not. But, you know, it is what it is with that. And then the last thing with All Out, I think we have a match announcement. Christian versus Kenny Omega for the title. But this Friday at Rampage is going to be Christian versus Kenny Omega for the TNA Impact Wrestling Championship. So, you know, is that actually the match for All Out? Like, are we going to get two Christian matches with Kenny? Is Christian going to win the title, the Impact title, on Friday? And then, like, have a title versus title with Kenny at All Out? And then Kenny just wins both back for some? Like, I don't know. Tommy, what are you thinking with this?
Yeah, so, I mean, I've been on the... There's a lot of people that are mad, and understandably, that Hangman isn't going to be there. There are some, you know, extra circumstances that make it so that they're not going to pull the trigger on him. But, you know, I understand people are upset about that. But I've been on the train that I am biased because I've always been a huge, huge fan of Christian. I think this Christian and Omega match is going to be awesome. I definitely would have loved to have seen, you know, them put the title on Hangman. It would have been an unbelievable moment, but I think the match is going to be awesome. I was a little bit thrown off by this whole Rampage thing, because now I think it's just weird to, you know, do a title match between these two guys for a different company's title, which, you know, I think that idea is fine, but then the fact that, you know, what, 4 or 3 weeks later, I think it is at this point, you're doing another match between those guys as potentially either the second to last match or the main event of the pay-per-view. That part got me thinking, like, what's going on here? So I think the match will be awesome, assuming it happens as we think it will. But that part threw me off tonight for sure.
If I could play Teddy Long for a second. I could see on Friday at Rampage it turning into, because, like, I think Christian came out with Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus tonight. So I could see it easily, very quickly turning into on Friday. You have Kenny and the Bucks versus Christian and Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus in, like, a tag match. Like, the match doesn't happen because everybody comes out and they're trying to interfere and stuff. And then at the pay-per-view at All Out, then it'll just be like the AEW championship and the Impact, like, you know, and then it'll be the Bucks and Luchasaurus and Jungle Boy. Like, they'll do like the New Japan thing where they have the tag match, the big tag match, to leading, like, and building towards the big pay-per-view, like, singles matches. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think if this was a different company, that would definitely, you know, be a possibility, but AEW doesn't really do that swerve booking. It would be a different story if they didn't officially confirm that it was going to be Christian versus Omega at Rampage. Mm-hmm. But I think since they're advertising that match and they're, you know, they're planning to sell tickets based on that match, I don't think they'll swerve it. But, you know, you never know. They could.
Ryan, you were saying?
Personally, I think if you're going to do something like that big of a title change, which I know Christian, he was TNA champion for however many years when he was there. But I think that it's not really going to be taking that big of a step forward if Christian were to win it or they were to do something. Instead, I think they should save it because now I'm a huge mark. So I can't really say that this doesn't come without bias. But Jay White and Kenny, because Jay White's been now, like, he's been an Impact every week. He's been on TV every week or on Twitch, whatever. But he's a guy who I think deserves TV time with AEW because he is, I mean, the dude's 26, 28. And it's like, I personally think he is the future, especially with everything going on. Like, obviously, I think Kenny's going to be there a while. But when you see Jay White, you can't say that that guy isn't going to be a star. But I think if they're going to have him drop any title to anybody soon, it should be to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of think that, I don't know. I feel like Christian might win the Impact Championship on Friday, like if the match goes and we have like a finisher. I don't know, like maybe like some screw finish, and then Christian wins the belt. I don't know, man. It is a weird, it's a weird kind of thing that they're doing here, but all that doesn't matter because CM Punk's gonna come back next week. It's gonna be a big thing. We're gonna cry, you know. We're gonna be there. Maybe we try and do another one of these after Rampage on Friday, maybe, depending on what's going on. But if not, then after Dynamite next week.
I think either after Rampage, potentially Saturday.
Yeah,
I think would be the best idea.
Anytime after Rampage.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
All right. Well, that's going to be it for this one. And we'll see you in the next one.